Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Junk Drawer Podcast. Today, I'm here with my special guest, Frogan.
Hello, hello.
So, how has your week been going? Like, I know you just got here to LA. How's it been?
So, before I got to LA, I was super stressed because, so every time I travel, like, my toxic trait is to get new clothes before I go on, like business or vacation. So, I'm like, I need new clothes, and none of my outfits came in. So
no!
I'm like, fuck.
Dude, I do the same thing, but it's mostly with underwear because I don't feel like doing laundry before I go anywhere. So I'll just buy like a shit ton of like Target underwear. I used to steal the Target underwear. Well, actually, that's irrelevant. That's irrelevant to the conversation. Me just admitting to theft on camera.
In a video game.
Yeah, it wasn't real.
Yeah, no.
It wasn't in real life. Don't worry about it.
And I feel like, I don't know if this is like dumb or not, but I feel like clothing online is so much cuter than like the ones in store nowadays. And I'm just like, I like feel like a fucking walking Old Navy ad if I go like in store. Whereas like ASOS or like Fashion Nova, I'm a fast fashion queen. Sorry, like I'm not sustainable.
Well, you know, at least you admit it. We all have our toxic things about us. What's my toxic thing? I mean, I guess you could say my toxic thing is like stealing a lot of underwear. And every time, every single time I go to a restaurant, I steal a knife or a fork or like a butter dish. It's like a tradition of mine to just like make out like a bandit. So yeah, the last time that I went to, what is it? I'm just going to call it Fish Guy Grill, dude. I stole a knife. And the funniest thing is that like my boyfriend's family like fully supports it. Like when we leave, they'll always be like, so what'd you get this time? Like, it's really cute.
Hey, you're coming home with me.
It's like, do you ever just like go to a restaurant and you see their cutlery and you see their little like, either it'll be like the little syrup dispenser or something like that. And you're like, that is so cute, you know?
Yes. And you're like, I want it.
I want it. And I'm not gonna buy it. And you know what? Fuck Denny's. They don't need it.
When you were younger, did you have Polly Pockets and did you chew the clothing?
Yes and yes. And I don't regret it and I would do it again.
I feel, okay, this is so disgusting, but I feel like if you chewed Polly Pocket clothing, you're like a bottle cap person now. I chew bottle caps sometimes.
Wait, what does that mean? A bottle cap person?
Like, I don't know. Like, I just like chewing plastic.
I don't see anything wrong with that at all. Like, I chew on that thing over there sometimes. You see that, like, he's like a stress
yes
guy. I chew on him. I don't care. I really don't.
I don't know why. I'm just like, I want to chew something. And it's just like a water bottle cap. I'm like, okay.
So since you're a full-time streamer now, my first question to you is, have you made any enemies? Because I feel like that's kind of a staple.
Not yet. I'm like a pacifist when it comes to the streaming space. I don't want like drama with I like drama when it doesn't involve me. And like whenever I did get into like any fights with somebody, like I got in a fight with Miss Kiff and like we talked it over like privately. Like that's the way I want to do things.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't like beef. I'd rather just like shove it under the rug and like make sure I'm good with people than like portray like the enemy like pipeline forever.
Mm-hmm. That's honestly a really good way to look at it because I feel like if you entertain the beef too much, then it just becomes this like whole thing where it's like, it really could have just been handled like outside of the internet.
Right.
Like it's really weird when you have people that you do not know, like totally like weighing in on like your personal life. Right. Too. So it's just like, I don't know. It's a weird feeling. And I definitely have people do that to me a lot. Like, so I used to be in like a very like public relationship and that like kind of like became like a meme. And then now it's like whenever people see me with like my boyfriend, they're like, what the fuck? Like you move on like quick. I'm like, honey, it's been 2 years. But like people are invested like that.
You're supposed to be single forever after the relationship we only know about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another reason, like, I just, because like once you have like those like public beefs and public enemies, like that's gonna, like people are gonna come into your chat and just like run with it forever.
Like literally even today, like my content has shifted like so much and like it's what I want to be doing now. And then I literally just like read a comment today that sent me over the edge. I like screamed into the air. I like screamed and farted and shat because they were like, aren't you the girl from Among Us 3 a.m.? I'm like, yeah.
it's like, we can grow as people.
Yes. Have you heard of a thing called growth?
Yeah. No, I'm the same person I was ever since I was 14. So.
Or like, have you seen those memes that are like, please change and grow as a person? Yes. That's me though.
Do you ever wish, hot take, you could just tell somebody to die?
Oh, yeah. All the time. I don't condone in it, but I think all of us can relate to the fact that we have at one point or another wanted to say it just because somebody has been so unhinged.
Yeah.
So disrespectful, like out of pocket. Uh-huh. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's tough sometimes to be like the bigger person and be like, well, actually, you only think that because of the systematic da 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 da. Like literally the other day I got in a fight in a comment section with somebody because like I watched this like alpha male like fucking reel where the guy was like, Mexicans are like this because they don't support each other and they're all jealous of each other and talk shit. And then I was like, what are you even talking about? Because like, okay, well, first of all, it's like crazy to make this like general statement that like all like Mexicans are like up against each other and like hate each other. And like I in the comments I was like, I don't understand why he's making this general statement. Oh, that's okay. This is what made me the most mad about it. He was like, if we just lifted each other up like the Chinese, I'm like, okay, model minority complex.
Insane. I feel like a lot of people, like, especially when you become a content creator, they like dehumanize you and they forget you're human. So they keep like spewing this like unhinged shit at you. And then you get to the point you just want to be like, kiss yourself.
Yes, please. My favorite thing that I've commented to people in the past, which might seem a little unhinged. I might have to like roll it back in a few years if people get mad at me for it. But I've said to people, no one will attend your funeral.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. That is a good one.
So do you feel like you've mostly received like positivity on... Hello? Nikki. Positivity online.
Yeah, for the most part, people are really, really nice to me. But, you know, being like a Muslim woman on Twitch, like every day I get people come in chat like, boom, or why'd you do 9/11? It's just like,
what?
Yeah. Or like, you're a towel head. But I'm just like, do better. Like, I've heard all this before. Like, be like creative with it. The most creative one I got recently was I was doing a get ready with me on stream. Mm-hmm. And the person's like, you're looking so slay about the flying to the Twin Towers. I was like, you know, I can't even be mad at that because
it's like a backhanded compliment. Like, it's on like, one hand, you look good, but on the other, I'm being racist.
It's like, thank you, question mark.
Like, what? Like, what?
Or like commenting on like my body image. I'm like, I look at myself in the mirror every day, like I didn't need you to tell me shit. So this is some bad, like, had this been like a few years ago, I probably would have like had like a mental breakdown, but I'm so numb.
Yeah, honestly, I've gotten to that point as well, kind of sometimes. Like
if it's like an influx, I'm like, oh my god, like whatever. But like, I'm so numb to it for the most part. I'm just like, okay, like, you created an anonymous account to say this. You don't show your face on the internet.
Like, you have to be so bored to do some of these things. And it's honestly like sad. Like, I honestly, like, if you are like going out of your way to like send somebody hate from like a anime profile picture account, it's just kind of like, I just feel bad for you, honestly.
I thought about creating like a demographic survey to like get their like age, sex, like are you employed, relationship. Yeah.
Because, to like find out what the haters are.
Yeah, because I'm just like, how do you have this much time? Like, I'm curious.
Like, have you seen that meme where it's like, boo, did I scare you? I'm a job application. Yes. Literally, just like, next time somebody gives you hate, literally just like link a job application to them.
Dead ass. Like, I'm just like, be real. Be so real.
That's so unhinged though, like to go out of your way to like bring up like 9/11 or something just because somebody is Muslim. It's like,
four.
Bro,
I was literally 4 years old when it happened.
Like, what the fuck? That's like, oh my god.
That's the extent of it. Like, it's either calling me like a terrorist or fat. I'm like, okay. But for the most part, people are so nice on the internet to me.
Oh
yeah, like I try to foster like a positive community. Sometimes I do like make bad jokes, like. Like reality TV and like TikToks, I'm like, sometimes they test you, and sometimes you say like mean shit, and then my chat follows along. I'm like, okay, you know what? We're breaking right now. I didn't raise you to be like this.
Why Do you feel like they go like off the deep end? They go a little unhinged?
It's like I go unhinged and then they take it like a mile further and I'm like, we gotta pump back. We gotta take it, roll it in.
Like we're, you guys are going into like detention. Yes. Right now.
Because I'm like, we're supposed to be nice.
Like, would you say like it goes in like a certain way of like, they're just like completely like making fun of this guy. They're like, he's bald. Look at his hairline. Like stuff like that. Like, I try to stay away from saying stuff like that just because I know, like, there's definitely the people out there that are, like, super sweet and are, like, bald. You know what I mean? But sometimes, like, when somebody's just being such an asshole, like, it's very hard to refrain from being, like, that hairline, though.
If they're assholes, if physical appearance or the way you look, I'm targeting you. Like, I'm sorry.
I'm coming for you.
Like, you know, like, Just Pearly Things?
Oh, my fucking... Do I know Just Pearly Things?
Yeah. Yeah, like, with her, I'm just like, she talks like she's a hot bitch, but, like, she's just, like, she's not hot shit. She's, like, a plain, like, Jane, you know what I mean?
Yeah, she's, like, default. It's just really annoying because, like, I know that her opinions come from a place of being, like, really insecure, or she's really just after the bag.
I think she's after the bag because she used to date, like, a TikTok creator. I think Angry Reactions is his name.
Ooh.
I don't know if he came out about her or not, but, like, she seemed normal when they were dating.
Really?
And then after they broke up, she was, like, off the deep end. But she has, like, a rich fucking family.
What?
So she was always, so she made YouTube videos and apparently like she would always like talk about like her parents' wealth and stuff like that. But she like recently went off
Nepo
the deep end.
Nepo baby pearly things. Yep. Wow. I'm not listening to anybody who has rich parents. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Nope.
Unless you are one of the bands that I like. Sorry.
Yes. Who's your favorite band right now?
My favorite band right now?
Or top five, because it's really hard for me to pick two.
Dude, that's so hard because, okay.
All my favorite bands have been getting canceled, so like.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, who got canceled?
Like, All Time Low got canceled.
Oh, dude. I used to be a really big fan of them. Like, I would literally write Jalix fan fiction when I was literally in middle school. Swear to God. Yep.
I saw them literally 21 times.
21 times? Yes. What the fuck?
I have a, so
am
Did
you meet them?
Yeah. Like, I was good with them. Like, I've met them for the first time when I was 17 years old. And I'd go to, like, multiple shows each year. So, like, they knew a lot about my life. Like, they followed me. Like, ever since, like, high school, like, I'd update with, like, my high school shit, my college shit, grad school. And because it was just, like, they basically watched me grow up, like, into, like, an adult, I guess.
You know, like, with the provided context now, that's creepy.
I know. Like, they were never weird to me.
That's good, yeah. Though. That's good.
They were really nice to me. But, like, whenever they got canceled, I felt like a piece of me died because, like, aww. I've been listening to them for ever since I was in middle school. So I was like, shit.
That's sad. You know, I love Pierce the Veil. I love them.
Oh my God.
So it really hurt when like Mike got canceled. Yes. Because like he was like my favorite in middle school. I was like, that's my boyfriend. Like he was
Jack
like
was my favorite too when he got canceled. I was like, no.
Dude, I know he was my favorite too, and even more so like just Jalix, like the two of them like together. Like I remember I was on fuck, it's been so long. What is the fan fiction website?
Wattpad?
Wattpad. Yup. Yup. Dude, I was on Wattpad. I wrote a fan fiction where like they were in like the mental hospital together. Oh, and like I know that their ship name is Jalix, but I forget the name of the guy who starts with a J.
Jack,
there you go. Okay, Jack, I wrote that he had a sex addiction and he was in there to like get over it. And then Alex was there like for like a drug problem, but like they couldn't like pick their addictions because like they were just like too sexy to each other. And like I would get comments on it. They were like, we love this. When's part two?
The parts are releasing next week.
I just couldn't, like, it's so funny too because like at that point I was like, I can't keep up with this. This is getting too famous. What if I disappoint people? So it's like funny that like now like I'm kind of like somewhat of like an influencer where that's like the main problem is like, can you keep up with it? Can you do this or that on time, you know?
Yeah. Being like, I was really active in like fandoms growing up.
Me too. I was on Tumblr.
I joined Twitter for the first time in 2009. I was 12 years old, and it was an All-American Rejects Justin Bieber stan account.
Oh my God. That's sweet.
Yeah. And my mom found out I was having an asthma attack and I had to go to the hospital. And my mom heard my iPod like going, like making the tweet noise. And she looked through it and she's like, "You're talking to strangers. You better delete it or I'm telling your dad." I'm like, okay, I'll delete it.
Oh my God. Were you talking to strangers?
I was. They were like 20, 25 years old. No! And I was like 12. And I lost my fucking Justin Bieber follow. He followed me.
He did?
Yeah.
No way. That's crazy. Are you still a Justin Bieber stan?
No, I don't really listen to him much. I kind of like, they died out in like 2010.
Yeah. He entered a really weird phase like during his Yummy era.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
And then in 2011, I made a new one. It was a Big Time Rush primarily, but also Stan Mariana's Trench. It's a Canadian band. They're so good.
I've heard of them. I don't think I've listened to them though. I used to be really into like emo and like kind of pop punk leaning, more so like Midwest pop punk.
Like Mom Jeans and Knuckle Puck.
Modern Baseball. Yeah. They all have names like that.
Yeah. The Big Time Rush, I started liking them in 2009 as well, but they weren't really active that much on Twitter back then, and I had to delete it. But yeah, 2011, Big Time Rush stan account.
Have you met them?
Yes. So I've seen Big Time Rush, I think, 9 times now. They were my first concert in 2011, and then they broke up in 2013. I met them for the first time in 2012. I cried in my picture.
Aww.
My shirt, so Kendall is my favorite.
Aww.
He's always my favorite, and his last name is Schmidt, and I made a shirt, and it said Holy Schmidt on it.
That's cute.
It was so cringe, bro. Like, and then, like, as soon as he looked at me, I started crying. Then they broke up 2013, and then I went to their solos tours, and then they got back together in 2021, and that was my personal 9/11. I went to see them in New York. Kendall got COVID in the concert. They still did it. I didn't go. I was like, I'm not seeing Big Time Rush. Only 3 of them. I literally left.
Oh, that's so sad.
But they went on tour last year and they actually brought me on stage.
No Yes. Way. Okay. You know what's so crazy? Okay. So coincidentally, I was watching this Hassan stream and he was talking about how you always find a way to meet your stans. And I just thought that was so wild. And like he brought up that I think he said you met Jake Gyllenhaal. Have you met Jake Gyllenhaal?
I did. Okay, so he says like I'm like the CIA when it comes to meeting celebrities and like people I stan. But okay, I'll tell you how I did it. Like, so bands used to sell VIP back in the day. My allowance, I would just save it up for that. Or my parents would like buy it for me for Christmas. I would win radio contests.
Really?
Yeah.
What the fuck? You're the person that's calling in. You know, I always wonder like who is actually like calling into these like contests.
If I wanted it, I would literally like Big Time Rush. I met them for the first time through a radio contest and I threw up on the radio.
You threw up on the radio?
Because I got so happy.
That is so cute.
And then waiting outside after concerts, that's like the given, like waiting next to the tour buses. Jake Gyllenhaal had a Broadway show.
Oh.
In New York for 2 months or 3 months. And I lived on the East Coast at the time. So like Jake Gyllenhaal is my favorite actor ever. He still is.
Dude.
I love him.
He's amazing. Fucking love him. Dude, like literally he carries everything that he's in, I think.
He's so good. I met him 3 times, actually. I can show you the
three
picture.
3 times?
Yes.
Yes, I need to see this picture.
So he was in this play called Seawall / Alive, and he would come out and meet people after at stage door, and I was like, I need to meet him. Like, he was somebody I never thought my ass would ever meet.
Like, that's actually really insane. Like, when Hassan said that, like, I was literally like, did she really? What the fuck? And this is like a real, like legit selfie too. This is like a, you know what I mean? Like, you know how there's like some fan pictures where it's like, they're like nervous. They're not even touching. Like you guys are like full on like gripped. You guys are like gripping.
I was so nervous. He's so nice though. He's super nice.
Oh, dude.
One person I haven't met that I want to meet so, so bad. You're probably going to get it. Ryan Ross. From Panic at the Disco.
Oh, okay. I was a little bit of a Panic at the Disco stan, but I never really got like that into them.
I loved them. And then like Brendan Urie ruined it.
Dude, Brendan Urie is fucking cringe, dude. I can't even look at his ass. Like, he's like a meme.
He is. Like, I was kind of laughing when he announced like Panic is done like a couple months ago. But then I read the statement, I cried a little bit. I'm like, damn. I was like, damn.
Damn, dude. It's really over. You know, that really is like, it does mark like the end of an era. Like, there's not really at the present moment, like music like there was in like 2010.
Yes, I agree. Like, especially pop music too. Like, man, it peaked.
It did.
It peaked in like 2010.
Like, I loved it when pop music had like horrible production. Like when it just sounded like shit. Like Calvin Harris. I love Calvin Harris. Like, that's somebody who I want to meet, dude. Like, I would thank Calvin Harris, because like every time I'm like really like radically depressed, dude, like on a mission to like die, like Calvin Harris, dude, anytime he's like, I feel so close to you right now,
like while you're crying in your bed.
Yep
so close to you right now. I was telling my chat, I was like, I want Bad Bunny and Taylor Swift to date just for the drama.
Just to see what happens.
Bro, because like the Maddie Healy shit.
Bro, I do not like Maddie Healy.
So I had beef with him.
Like, actually?
Yeah.
Like, have you like talked?
Yeah.
What? No way. How?
We DM'd each other on
Twitter. What? Okay, what? Spill the tea.
Okay, so they are my sister's favorite band ever. 2016, I saw them. It was my sister's 15th birthday, and I camped out in line overnight so she could get front row, because the concert was on her birthday.
Wow. Dude, you're a good sister. What the fuck?
Dude, I'm like, I wanted people to do that for me growing up. And I was like, aww. I'm gonna do it for her. So I was sitting in line. It was like in November. It was cold. And their photographer came up to me. He's like, why do you have a t-shirt on your head? And I just stared at him. I was like, what? He's like, is the cold making you brain dead?
What?
And I was just like, I stared at him again. He just walked away. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And then Maddie T said something about like inclusivity or whatever. I was like, yeah, but like your crewmate said this. And he DM'd me. He's like, I could pull it up.
Pull it up. Let's see. Let's see these receipts, dude.
I beg your pardon. Just come to my attention that somebody in my crew asked why you had a t-shirt on your head. No, that's completely and utterly disgusting. It would never, ever be said by a member of my crew ever. If you believe it is true and did happen, you can tell me exactly when and where it happened. I will take it as a serious issue. And whoever the culprit was will be immediately excluded. This is a very serious accusation, and I need as much information as you can give me. If it happened, it would have not been a direct member of my crew, as it would have said anything of that sort. But if it was a member of a local crew, I knew like who it was. I'm like, my sister was a stanny. Like, we knew who it was.
You knew the guy's name.
I knew, yeah. I knew who it was. And he was like, if it's been made up, it's utter slander.
Utter slander. Why is he in such denial of this? No, just be like, hey, what happened?
it's just like, he like blew up my DMs. Like,
what the fuck? And so he just never believed you?
He believed me. I sent him the receipts and then he fired him.
Oh.
Yeah. They fired him from the 1975, but he still worked for the record label. But then he got outed as like a sexual predator and he got fired.
Wow. You know?
Yeah. And then we saw them again in 2017, the day the Ariana Grande Manchester attack happened.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Dang. And they're from Manchester.
Dang, dude.
And he went on this like Islamophobic rant on stage.
No.
And I was like, I DM'd him. I was just like so sad after. I'm like, I just DM'd him like a long paragraph, like how I felt. I'm like, you know, it's bothering me that you said this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I was like so cringe. I like literally used lyrics at the end of my DM. I was like, because, you know, loving someone, they have like, we're all human. We're just like you, man. I literally put that at the end.
Yeah. And well, use his own words against him. Yeah, no.
And he apologized.
Wow.
He's like, I love you. I'm so sorry. And I'm sorry about the world. And then like the next day at the next class, he's like, you know, if you ever feel like marginalized or like the world's against you, like this song's for you. And he dedicated loving someone. I was like, my impact.
Okay. My only problem with that, because like it's good that he apologized.
Yeah.
And I still don't like him.
I know. But he like stopped being Islamophobic openly after that.
Your impact.
Wow. Yeah. And then he shifted to another thing.
Cultural shift, dude.
Yeah, no more Islamophobia, but now we're going to go to different kinds of racism.
He pivoted.
No, like Maddie, he's a cringe, but I also like love him in like the 1975 Loki. Ross is my favorite member of the 1975.
You know, I hadn't ever heard a song by them until like somewhat recently, because like I get on this like uppity, like gatekeepy type vibe where I'm like, I don't want to listen to something because it's popular. And then I finally listened to one of their songs. I was like, oh, it's actually like pretty good. But then I found out all this stuff. And then I was like, Do I love this one thing that I heard enough? Like, you know, like, I totally get it. If you already stan somebody and then they do something problematic, I feel like that's different.
Yeah, my sister and I have been listening to him for like 10 years at this point.
Wow. Yeah. So like when they were like kind of like underground even. Whoa, dude. Okay. That actually relates to one of my questions that I had for you. It's like, how the fuck do you find like budding stars? Like I heard that you found like Hassan on like Facebook, like in the Facebook era. Like, how does that happen?
So in 2016, I got really into politics because that's when Trump announced, or 2015 actually. Trump announced he was running for president, and I was like, yo, what the fuck? Like a reality star is running for president. And, like, all the shit he was spewing, I was like, how is this possible? And politics was really confusing for me. And one day I saw the TYT on my feed. Somebody shared a video of Hassan, and it was a breakdown, and he was explaining something political going on at the time in such like plain terms. And I was like, oh, like, I actually get it. So I kind of like binged the videos he already had at that point, and I just like kept up with him. And it was, so at the time, like, Hassan's breakdown videos from TYT were like my mogul mails for politics.
That is so funny, dude. By the way, love mogul mail.
Me too. I love it.
But that, okay, that is so.
I started watching him in like 2016 on YouTube. 2018, one day I was bored and I saw him, he's like alive on Twitch. I'm like, what the fuck is Twitch? And so then I downloaded it. He was like playing Fortnite and talking politics. And I was like, oh, like, this is a vibe. And it like created a routine my life. So I watched him whenever he went live. Like, and I was still like kind of confused about some politics stuff. And he would like answer like literally any questions I had.
That's so nice. Yeah. You know, because it's true that like I feel like a lot of like leftist ideas kind of get like weirdly like gatekept by people. Mm-hmm. They're like, they don't want to explain it in any way that doesn't involve like a bunch of words that you have to look up in the dictionary. Like, I don't know.
That is a really good point. I feel like that's why a lot of people that are like centrist lean more like right, because the right makes it accessible for everybody, whereas I feel like a lot of leftists are like in the academic space where they want to like try to sound smart and stuff.
Yeah,
where exactly. You need to lose the jargon.
Yeah,
like America's reading level is fifth grade.
Yeah, like we need to simplify things, seriously. And I think that's one of the things that I was watching some YouTube video recently where it was like how to like help your like engagement, and they were like, one of the things that you shouldn't do is like try to make things like too complicated and like sound like so like smart, like, you know, like try to be like Rick and Morty, you know, like Rick and Morty it, where it's like, this is so deep, like I know these words.
Now, like in COVID, so I was in grad school during COVID, and I saw how like COVID is being communicated to the general public, and it was like a lot of like big words, jargon people didn't understand. Like, nobody knows what the fuck mRNA is if you're not like in the science field. So I picked up like health communication because I was like, okay, like I want to be able to, I mean, I never thought I was gonna be a streamer at this time, but I want to make sure like the information that I communicate to people, whether it be in the research space or like wherever I ended up working, I saw myself working at the CDC. But that's beyond the point. Like, I want to be able to communicate it where everybody understood it, like nobody felt left out or confused.
Is there something like presently that people say all the time, like that relates to your like science degree, sorry if I'm saying this wrong, that just like makes you mad? You're like, what are you talking about?
COVID's over, brother. No, I feel like, so I'm kind of jaded in public health in a sense of like, whenever I was in grad school, I went in knowing a lot, but school like gave the name of the theories and kind of like tightened the bolts and screws mm-hmm. in some things. Cause I was in public health research like a couple years before that. I realized that we know the solution to a lot of public health issues, and it's capital, but local government and national government doesn't want to do anything about it. You know, it's like we have these interventions like they're okay. For example, obesity can lead to like heart issues and other things, mm-hmm. which is like one of the major killers in America. The reason why people are predisposed to diabetes and obesity is because a lot of people live in food deserts. They don't have access mm-hmm. to affordable, healthy food. They have like access to like the dollar menus at like McDonald's and Wendy's.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's okay. That's another thing that like it pisses me off about people that are like super like fat phobic.
Yeah.
It's like you don't understand somebody's like situation. Like a lot of people get trapped into like a cycle of like, okay, I'm going to work for like 10 hours and then I don't have time to cook.
And nothing's
open.
And
I don't have enough money to make this food that I want. And you know, like, yeah, exactly. Nothing's open. Your only choices is to like go to fucking like
McDonald's or Taco Bell 24 hour. Like, and I feel like even medical professionals, you think they would, this is why I feel like all medical professionals should take public health courses, because you need to know like the social determinants of health, which is basically like what social factors, like whether it be your sex, your gender, your location, like all of that leads to certain health health outcomes.
Yeah.
You know, like teen pregnancy.
It's all
it's related. All intertwined.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. No. Let me know if you need me to
No, I'm good. I'm good. It's all intertwined, and it's just like medical professionals like shaming people. It's just like you have to take those into consideration.
Yeah. Yeah. 1,000%. And it's also like a thing that I feel like could potentially be leading to like, well, it is leading to a bunch of like teen pregnancy is just like lack of education.
Oh, yeah.
And then like people don't want to admit that. They want to be like, no, just be celibate. We don't want to teach like kids about sex. And then guess what? Then they just get pregnant. So it's like,
so my focal area was women's sexual and reproductive health.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I have like certifications in health communication, population health, adolescent health, and maternal child health. And a lot of what I did before I quit was I made and a lot of people utilize the emergency room as their usual source of care, which means they don't have a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a primary care doctor. They just go to the ER whenever they need something because, one, in Michigan, you don't have to pay right away. Two, people work.
Yeah.
Doctor's offices aren't open at after hours.
Mm-hmm.
Urgent care is closed. They have to go to the ER for their care. Nurses get mad because they feel like they're coming in for no reason, but they have no other choice. We wanted to create a whole intervention to kind of bridge that gap for like reproductive health and other social needs and connect them to the resources. But I didn't get to see that through because I went full-time streaming. I worked on it for 5 years, though.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, you're out here, like, doing God's work, dude.
I went to become a streamer. No, it was just, like, so underpaid, and I was just getting, like, so overwhelmed by it. No, but with the sex education thing, like, there are so many studies that show that abstinence-only sex education is harming people and putting people at risk. You know, people are going to have sex no matter what.
Yeah.
So we might as well teach them how to have safe sex.
Mm-hmm. And also it's like people are so like up in arms about, you know, like abortion, but mm-hmm. it's like half of the abortions could be like prevented probably if everybody just had the sex yes. education that they needed in the first place.
Did you know that about 42% of pregnancies that happen each year are unintended pregnancies, which means the people didn't want to get pregnant within the next year.
Wow.
And then 60% of those end in abortions.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't remember the stats off the top of my head, but there's this website called Guttmacher Institute, and they have the sex education policies of every single state. Insane. Some schools don't require medically accurate education to be taught. Some schools require homophobic sex education. Some Gosh. Don't allow consent talk.
Yeah, I don't understand why it's even allowed to have like a school that teaches bigotry because it's discrimination.
It's like Oklahoma, I think.
Oh, I was going to ask you. Okay, so I saw that you won Rising Star at the Streamer Awards. Congratulations, by the
Thank
way.
Thank you.
I was wondering, did you have your BTR quote prepared just in case you won?
Yes. I told my chat, I was like, chat, if I win, I'm quoting Big Time Rush. With the wise words from Big Time Rush, it's the only life you got, so you gotta live it big time. Thank you.
I saw that and I thought that was like so funny. And honestly, I don't think anybody else had a better quote when they won.
Thank you. No, I realized in my speech, I forgot to thank my community. I was like, no, like I'm like the main fucking people. I was so nervous. Like I got on stage and I felt like my throat like closed. I was like, oh no. I was like shaking so bad.
Oh my God. Yeah, that is.
Because it was like scary. The adrenaline of winning and just like holy fuck.
Like you made it, dude.
Yeah. I was like, holy fuck. But yeah, I planned that. I was like, if there's anything I include in my speech, it's going to be that fucking Big Time Rush quote.
You know, next time you meet them, because I'm sure you will meet them again, you got to show them that.
Oh, they saw it.
They saw it? Yeah. No way.
I tweeted it out. They all liked it. I'm like, yeah, we're moots on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah.
That is so cute.
They liked
That's
my
awesome.
Tweets. They released a new album today.
They did?
Yeah.
Today?
Today.
Wow. We're so blessed on this freaking
day, know.
Dude.
The first album in 10 years. I wanted that. To be seen so bad when I was young.
Dude, I was hella seen. I literally, my mom got me in trouble multiple times because I was using all of her hairspray to like try to like make like a like big hair and like the bangs and everything. And like my bangs would literally be, I'm not even kidding you, stuck to my forehead because of all the hairspray. And my mom would be like, you're going out like that again? I'm like, yeah. And she's like, okay. Like, but you have to like stop doing that soon. And then I was like, okay. And then she, like the next day when I would go to school, she's like, your hair is stuck to your forehead again. Like my mom was like fucking roasting me low key. It was fucked up.
I never really had like, so I wasn't allowed to dye my hair like the crazy colors. So my mom put like the feather extensions in my hair. You remember those in like 2011?
Yes.
I got like a bunch of blue ones.
That's fun.
Because I wanted to be like Josh Ramsay from Ariana's Trench because he had like black and blue hair. And I was like, I want blue feathers. I want the blue feathers.
All right. So at this point, we know that you're a huge Big Time Rush stan.
Yes.
But do you know what Big Time Rush character you are?
No.
Do you want to take a quiz?
Yes.
I literally have a BuzzFeed quiz for you from 2021, actually. Pretty
Let's recent. Fucking go. Okay.
All right. So what type of friend are you? The leader, the cool one, the smart one, or the adventurer?
The smart one.
Pick a music genre. Pop, hip hop, rock, or country?
Rock.
Pick a weekend activity. Staying in, attending a concert, going to an amusement park, or going to the beach?
Concert.
Concert. We know you're a concert girly. Pick a snack. Pizza, burger, nachos, or hot dog? I don't see how a hot dog is a snack.
I don't see how any of those are.
These are like a whole full course meal.
Pizzas. I always tell my chat, like, eating hot dogs is a sign of mental illness.
Yeah, I think so too.
My friend just went viral on TikTok. He's like a normie. He went to Taylor Swift's concert.
Really?
And she does like different eras. It's called the Eras Tour. He bought a hot dog for every era she performed. So he ate 9 hot dogs.
I actually feel like I've seen that. Yeah. I think I've seen. So what was the difference between the hot dogs?
Nothing. He just ate one during every single set. Every era. He's like, I had the meat sweats after.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Ew.
Somebody told me that if you eat a lot of hot dogs, your piss smells really bad.
I don't doubt it.
I don't want to try it either.
And I don't want to find out.
I don't want to know.
No, I don't want to find out. Wow, that's insane. Hot dogs, okay. I feel like there is an exception for hot dogs if they are like beyond meat.
Yeah.
That's a little more civilized.
Yes, I agree.
Because like hot dog meat, like regular hot dog meat is like mystery like substances.
Vegan hot dogs are fine. Any other hot dogs, like you're going through like a mental health crisis.
You're going through it. Yeah. I'll put up a phone number right now for you to call.
I told my chat, I was like, it's hot dog day. And they're like, oh no. Like,
what's she going through? Ring the alarm. Is she okay? Which pet best fits your personality? A dog, a cat, a fish, or a bird?
Cat.
Honestly, I don't know about bird people. They're a mystery to me.
Birds are kind of weird.
They're kind of weird. They kind of freak me out. Like, I don't like how they talk.
I used to have 2 birds, cockatiels. And his name was Chicken Nugget.
That's cute.
And then my dad wanted to get him a girlfriend because he wanted them to have babies.
Oh.
And she ruined him. Like, he created being a simp. So we called her the bitch. Her name was the bitch. Including the. The bitch.
Oh my God.
And like, he stopped letting us hold him. And the bitch and Chicken Nugget only let me hold them together once.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my God. And like, he would sing this one song.
The bird?
Yeah. And then the bitch copied it one day, and it sounded so cursed. I'm like, never sing ever again.
Dude, that is like the definition of like the friend that gets into a relationship and then like turns on all of his friends.
He did. I was just like, Chicken Nugget, what happened to you? But no, like, she would let us pet her and stuff, but she just would not let us hold her.
Oh, okay.
Like on her fingers.
Dude, I used to have birds too when I was little. I used to have a lot of animals. Like, I literally had like a zoo. Like, I had a cat, I had rats, birds, hamsters, guinea pigs, a chinchilla. Like, literally, I had so many fucking pets. Like, it was actually insane. But the best thing is when you just have a little bird on your finger. I'm like, dang, this is what you were designed to do.
Yeah. I miss having guinea pigs.
I love guinea pigs, but dang.
They stink.
They stink, and damn, they're dumb. They're really dumb. I love them to pieces, but gosh.
There's this Twitch channel called Q Bunny TV. They just live stream their bunnies and guinea pigs all day.
That's cute.
And then when they go offline, they have these stupid fucking fish. And I'm like, I don't want to feed your fish.
You know what's so random? Like, I've never met a fish person before my boyfriend. Like, he's a fish guy. Like, he loves fish. Like, he gets excited about, like, fish tanks. He's like, whoa, like, they did that in their fish tank? Like, they have this kind of coral. Like, he's a fucking nerd. I love him so much, but it's so random. But yeah, I mean, Elijah, if you listen to this, fish are really cool. I love that about you. So what's your favorite season? Spring, summer,
fall?
Okay, I was gonna ask that one.
Fall.
We got that one. Finally, pick a Big Time Rush song. Till I Forget About You, Boyfriend.
Till I Forget About You. No, that's one of my favorite songs ever. So right. Like, nothing will ever like top it.
Gotta be that. Okay, you got Kendall.
My favorite.
Kendall Knight.
Listen, Kendall, my king.
King.
He's so nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's so, like, they're all so fucking nice.
You're just like Kendall. You're the level-headed leader in your friend group, and you keep everyone out of trouble, or you're the one getting into it. People look to you for guidance. You stand up for others and fight for what you believe in. Wow, you're just like him, for real.
Yeah, Kendall, like, you're the same.
All right, so I am starting out with this new concept where at the end of each episode, we have an asshole of the week and a hero of the week.
Ooh.
So I have an asshole of the week. Well, actually, I have three. And then I have one hero of the week.
Hell yeah.
This says a lot about society. This is so sad. So hold on. Let me pick a sound I want to play for asshole of the week. Well, asshole of the week is kind of sad, so I'll do this one.
Oh, shit.
So, first asshole of the week. This is very tame. This is just something I keep seeing on Twitter. It's called a beige flag. This girl is, like, calling her boyfriend a beige flag for this. My boyfriend's beige flag is that he's so unbothered, he never asks for details. His best friend broke up with his girlfriend. Why? He didn't ask. His sister got a new job. Where? He doesn't know.
Red flag.
Red fucking flag, dude.
Like, if I had a significant other, I'd want them to care about what I'm talking to them about.
Yeah.
You know, instead of just being, like, complacent and just, like, whatever. Like,
yeah.
I'm just sitting here, like, whatever.
I would be like, why don't you care about what's going on with other people?
I need you to want to gossip, too.
Yeah. Seriously. My first question is, like, why? What the fuck happened?
Yeah, I know. Like, how is it just, like, one-sided conversations between him and her?
I know. Like, that's what I'm wondering. So, I think that guy, he's one of the assholes.
He's an asshole.
Week.
I'm glad people are ripping him apart.
Fuck him.
Maybe he'll change. I doubt it.
I hope so. I have my doubts as well.
I really doubt it.
All right. This next one, this is actually a story from Am I the Asshole? Sorry. I love any excuse to talk about Am I the Asshole. I'm a big stan of this thread.
I love it.
All right. So this is called Am I the Asshole for Yelling in the Car with My Girlfriend? I, late 20s, early 30s, recently came down with a fever and food poisoning while at work, and it hit me pretty hard. I experienced chills and had a very pale face. In order to stay hydrated, I decided to drink a lot of water. After work, I drove to pick up my girlfriend, late 20s, early 30s, from her office. When I was about 10 minutes away, I called her to let her know that I was on my way and not feeling well. Shortly after the call, all the water I had consumed caused an overwhelming urge to pee, and I needed to poop because of the food poisoning, too. So I planned to use the restroom in her office building. To my surprise, when I arrived, my girlfriend was waiting for me on the curb just outside the building gates. I rolled down the window and said, quick, get in, I need to poop. It's important to note that at this point, there were 2 to 3 cars lined up behind me while my girlfriend was getting into the car. Once she finally got in, I said, in the future, please wait inside as usual unless I ask you to come out. Although I didn't yell, my tone may have come off as annoyed. In my rush to find a restroom, I turned the car too early and hit the curb. It wasn't a major incident. But in my frustration, I exclaimed, fucking hell, before quickly correcting the car and rushing to the bathroom. When I returned to the car after relieving myself, I hate it when people say that, relieving myself. Like, just say you freaking pissed her
right.
Shit.
It's not that deep.
Yeah, seriously. Relieving myself. Like, that could mean anything.
I know.
When I returned to the car after leaving myself, my girlfriend was giving me the silent treatment and completely ignoring me. I asked her why she was giving me the cold shoulder, and after pestering her, she finally told me it was because I yelled at her and that she was only trying to be helpful by waiting outside since I was sick. This surprised me because I didn't yell at her. The only time I raised my voice was when I reacted to hitting the curb. However, she continued to ignore me for the entire evening, even though I tried to work things out and explain that being ignored made things harder for me, given how sick I felt. My temperature was 38.3 Celsius. I don't know what that means. L British. The next morning, she acted up as if nothing had happened the previous day and as if everything was fine. So am I the asshole? I feel like I might be because she was trying to be helpful. However, I don't think I deserve to be ignored for the rest of the day because I was sick. So there is like a majority vote on this one for asshole, but I kind of feel for him a little bit because like
I went through this literally like a week ago.
Really?
With my best friend.
No way.
I have like the bladder of a squirrel. It like hit me and she's dropping me off at my mom's house and she drove past my mom's house. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm literally about to explode. And then I called her. I'm like, I'm so sorry for yelling. I literally was about to piss myself in the car.
Yeah. Dude, okay. Like, I really feel for him and I feel bad that everybody's calling him an asshole because I think when you really have to poop or pee, like, you turn into like a different person. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not you anymore.
Right.
You have to, like, you have to do something about it. So if you accidentally yell, which it seems like he didn't yell directly at her.
Yeah.
He yelled at, like, the situation. So I don't really know why people think he's the asshole because, like.
I don't think he is.
No, right?
And, like, whenever you're sick and you have the shits, like, it's a whole different kind of shits. Like, you're in shart territory.
Shart territory.
I don't think he's the asshole. I think she was kind of sensitive about it.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, poor communication, too. Like, yeah. I mean, they could have just, like, talked about
it. Like, you're grown. Like, yeah. If you're in your late 20s, early 30s, like, you can communicate your issues.
For real, yeah. And I'm pretty sure this has happened to me before. Like, just being, like, so, like, drive faster.
Yeah.
Like, we need to get somewhere. So, actually, I'm going to retract this from Asshole in the Week. First retraction.
Damn. No, I totally get it. That was me last week because it's just like, I don't want to pee myself because it just feels so stressful, you know?
Yeah. And yeah, no, it's a horrible situation, especially with poop, because it's like, if anything, I definitely rather piss myself.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's more forgivable.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So hero of the week, we got one hero of the week and hero of the week is Haley Williams.
Ooh, which is it? What'd she do?
She said, I'll be happy to tell you that I'm very fucking comfortable talking politics. If you vote for Ron DeSantis, you're fucking dead to me. Is that comfortable enough for everyone?
Okay, slay. And so she did that slay. In Florida, right?
I don't know if it was in Florida, but she did say it.
And I love Haley.
Dude, I love her. Dude, she's been serving for so long and like, mm-hmm. She still looks like so good. And even though that's kind of like a weird thing to say, because like she's not even like old or anything, but like she's just like still so hot after like so many years. Like it's like crazy.
She's like the epitome of an icon.
Icon.
And that's she's what happens when you're not problematic. You age well.
Dude, she's mm-hmm. a hottie.
Yeah.
For sure. Also, like, did you listen to Paramore's new album?
I listened to some of it. I thought it was kind of boring, low key.
Really?
Yeah, I need to like do another solid listen.
I liked some of the songs, but then some of them I was like, bro, this is like kind of mid. But either way, still stan Haley. Love her. Don't give a fuck.
Paramore's iconic.
Iconic, dude.
Yep.
Paramore's for the people. So last thing I always ask everyone is, do you have a favorite song and a favorite movie of the week?
So I, believe it or not, I don't really like movies, but last night, at midnight today, actually, ooh. I went and saw the new Spider-Man movie.
Ooh.
The Miles Morales one.
Love him.
It was really good. I'm not into it. It was like I don't know what it's called, but it was like the comic animated one. It was really fucking good. Like, I'm like ADHD, like self-diagnosed. Like, I can't like pay attention to shit. Like, I'm all over the place. But like, my attention in that movie, like, I watched the entire thing. I was like, wow, like, this is good. So I'll give that movie of the week. Song of the week. My favorite Big Time Rush song of the new album so far is Forget You Now.
Go listen, everybody. Go listen. My movie of the week, I feel like I didn't get a chance to watch that many things this week, but I'm going to say The Little Mermaid because it's the only one I saw, the new one. It was pretty good. I feel like Halle Bailey really carried that movie. She went hard. She was the best thing about the movie. I also think that that film is a litmus test for a lot of people.
Yes.
Because you can kind of see who's racist and who's not. Yeah. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. based off of that. I honestly think that in like 20 years, there'll be a history book section that's like reaction to The Little Mermaid. Yeah, like, and who was on the wrong side of history. So, stan Halle Bailey. Song of the week, I'm gonna say Mantra is Repeated by Spirit of the Beehive. I've been a real Spirit of the Beehive stan recently. If you haven't heard of them, mm-mm. you should listen to them. But anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. And as always, clean your fucking room. Go ahead and tell them. Tell the people.
Clean your fucking room.
Yeah.
Or else.
Or else, dude. I'm literally personally rebranding Jordan Peterson's phrase. Like,
clean your room,
buckle. Not allowed to say that anymore. It's Junkyard Podcast's phrase. Pretend he never even existed.
Yes.
And Stan Frogen. I'm putting the links to all of her stuff down below. And yeah, love you guys. See you again very soon.
Bye.